יש מי שאומר שבזמן הזה יש מלאכים הדלקים בבית. Today, originally, נר שבת was in the house. נר חנוכה was well outside of the house. But today we don't do it outside. Because after the Gezerah was that anyone that lights Ner Hanukkah, they used to kill him, they made the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah inside. Since then, still it is in the house. Now I said, if we light it in the house, leave the Ner Hanukkah, make it for Ner Hanukkah, and use it also for Shalom Bayit, for the Shabbat. ויעלילו למשל, שלא יתקל בכסף אחד, ויש חוקים. אם יש לו שתי נרות, ידליק נר אחד לנר חנוכה, ונר אחד לשבת. אף אם הוא בליל שני והלאה של חנוכה. Because originally, לנר חנוכה, מצוות נר חנוכה, is נר אחד בכל לילה. אלא שתקנו להוסיף וללכת. But if he doesn't have, let him make one for Shabbat, and one for חנוכה. It's enough. He doesn't have to make even the second day, third day. Make one for חנוכה. If he only has one, what if he only has one? We spoke about the one. Let me repeat the halakha. The beginning I started with this. You weren't here, I mean, you weren't there, I think. Oh, yeah. Yadlik ha-ner la-chanukah ima v'rachot. And at Or ha-chashman, you should rely on ner ha-chashman. And if he doesn't have ner ha-chashman, the electricity, that's a bit. Yadlik v'rashay av-dvarech ha-medakat ner ha-chashman la-dik ner Shabbat. V'im en lo Or ha-chashman, v'yish lo rak ner ahad. Yesh mi she-omer, there's two opinions about it, she-bazman hazeh she-belav achim ha-dikim ba-bayit, now we light the Ner Hanukkah where? In the house, not outside. That was a problem when Ner Hanukkah is outside and Ner Shabbat is inside. Today there is no problem. Yadlik ha-ner le-tzorech Ner Hanukkah. You should light it for Hanukkah. And this eventually would be good also for Shabbat. But some they say, no, it should not do it.
It's for Mishtamesh, no?
Because Mishtamesh. That he tells you, it's okay. Yes, Holkim, there's two opinions about it. If you will make it for Ner Hanukkah or not. ואם יש לו שתי נרות, then we read. If he has two candles, we start it when he doesn't have. And if he has two candles, he should light one for Hanukkah, even though it is second, third, and fourth day. Doesn't matter. One for Hanukkah is sufficient.
Today, if you have lights, and the guy only has enough money to buy the wine, not, or wine or candles, then shouldn't he really buy the wine because he has the light of the house?
No.
He should still buy the candles.
No, that's right. That's right. That's another question. But that's right. Still, he should light the ner. המדליק צריך שידליק רוב היוצא מן הפתילה שבנר. You know, sometimes the break is a little bit long. And he's lighting only, it will come by itself later, it will spread. No. He should make sure that the majority of the wick that comes out, already he is lighting it with his hand. That is, to be already the fire, while his hand is over there. Did you understand it?
Yeah, why though?
The wick is a bit long, this one.
So he doesn't tap
on it. Here only, that, and then will spread.
Yes, what's wrong with it?
No. He should make sure that this that comes, majority of the petilat out, his, when his hand with the candles over there, to light it already with his hand directly. Because it will take time from the beracha time till it will spread. We wanted that the ash to come already good from the time that he says the beracha. What's the cinch? You know what many people, when they made the candles. I remember, we used to light this fire already, matter for a second, light it, and then catches right away. Mm-hmm. The minute you light it.
It'll be
and he said, if he will put his hand over there, he doesn't have to do that. If not, he should. He said, "V'afapichem yesh nagu ladlik apetila l'chabota kodem adlaka." Why? Kedesh shem mechurechet since already, v'yahez ba'u yafe. Then the catch is right away.
I do that for my wife before when I petilot. Is that good to do that so that it can catch quickly?
He said, "Some they have the custom, some they don't." I don't tell you to change your custom.
But sometimes the wood, the wax doesn't catch right away when you go to light it. has wax on the...
It's a good idea. I do it in Hanukkah also.
In Hanukkah also?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because I want it, because sometimes doesn't
cut, actually,
there are problems. But if you do it
Hanukkah
before...
every night you're talking, or just Shabbat?
No, no, every night.
Every night.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, the top, so you just take
that's
the
order really that the light will go...
Quickly.
You have to hold it. You have to hold it.
Okay.
There's the extra wax on the wick.
We'll do one more halacha and we'll finish. Isha sheidlika nerot Shabbat. Ve'achar mispar ve'ga'im me'adaka kavu ha'nerot ve'me'aruach v'chayotze b'adeh. It went off. Some wind or something. Somebody opened the door. Mm-hmm. The candles went off. Im barur la sha'adayin lo shak'a hama. If she knows for sure
within the 15 minutes.
Not, do you remember what I said? That originally the Tosefet is a little. Adayim lo shakah hama. She chal hazor uladik anerot b'li v'racha. She would light the candles, would light v'racha. V'im hosheshet. If she doesn't know, she's in doubt, maybe it's already sunset. She kavash anot adik anerot. Mechashash hilul.
Shabbat.
Then back again to Tosefet.
Shabbat
oraita. V'im kibela Shabbat b'adlaka v'ferush. O she'im benot Ashkenaz. Anoagot akabel aliyen Shabbat b'adlaka. You know, there's a difference between us, Ashkenazim, and Sephardi. We say Beracha before we light the candle. Ooh, Ashkenazim, they make big noise about it. Rama said, don't say Beracha before. Because once you say the Beracha,
it's Shabbat, you can't light.
It's Shabbat for you. But it's not. Maran said, it's not. When you say the Beracha, it's not. You say the Beracha for the Adlaka. When you are Madlik, then it is a Shabbat. And this is what... A man also, when he lights candles, a man doesn't have to make tenai. The woman can make a tenai. When she lights candles, say, I'm not accepting the Shabbat yet. Just lighting the candles, Chachamim told us light candles for Shabbat. But Shabbat will be for me when later, when the Shabbat comes, I'm not accepting. Good. If she makes tenai, it's good. And it's good said that she will make tenai always, at the beginning, once a year, at the beginning, say, I am not accepting Shabbat at the time, I'm lighting the candles. Then it's good.
So the whole year, Shabbat she only has to do it one time.
That's right.
What time of year should she do it?
Huh?
What time of the year should
anytime,
she do it around Rosh Hashanah?
Anytime.
It doesn't matter.
She can make it for a lifetime even once tonight. But this is that Isha has to make tonight. Ish doesn't have to. Because Ish never makes the Kabbalah Shabbat without a Katnerot. His Kabbalah Shabbat is
for
the prayer. Mm-hmm. But the Kabbalah Shabbat of the woman is by the candles. Therefore, she has to make a tenai. But we come and say, if you said the Beracha, doesn't mean you already accepted Shabbat. Maran, Rambam, all the Rambam, Shachan Aruch, they say, you said Beracha before. Why? Because it's written, Kol HaMitzvot, Mevarech Aleihem,
Over
LaAsiyatam. Every mitzvah, you have to say the Beracha before you do the mitzvah. They tell you, if you lit the candles and then you come to Berachal Batala, you're supposed to say Berachal before, now this after it's over. But Rama said, no, they do. You know, you see what? They always show you a picture of a woman with hands up. Mm-hmm. Why? What the hell is it?
Blocking the light.
And like this, you pray. But that's just covering the light, not to see it. Just like there's no light over there. Then see. But this is, Rama said, they should say the Beracha after, we don't. And all Sephardim, and all generations, from the time of Rambam, before Rambam, they do it, say Beracha first. Recently, there is some rabbis of Sephardim, Ahronim, they adopted the minhag of the Ashkenazim, and became like, Sephardim also, they should light the candles first, and then, especially they go to school, that's the way from kindergarten already. There are teachers Ashkenazim, and they teach them to light, and then because they make, now Shabbat, they make halot, they teach them kindergarten, to make halot, to make kiddush, and when they make the kiddush, they teach them first to light the candles, and then say the bracha, which is, became the Sephardim, became Ashkenazim.
I went to my mom, says bracha, over the candle, you know, like waving her hand.
No, she is praying for her son, for everyone. She says for all. Like in Shema, what do you do?
Oh.
No? For the whole world. Same thing here. that the berachah will be all over. For Alan, for Morris, for Benny. That's what she means, for Joyce. She wants to give berachah for everyone, to all of them. That's what she does that. I'm sure you figured that yourself. You didn't?
I think it maybe she wants a berachah for the house.
Okay, the house, for the stones, that's for all the members of the house.
I don't like the lulav, you gotta wave in the wind direction.
אחרי עמדתי, אחרי עמדתי, יש רבנים אחרונים, לא עמדתי. בכלל, הבן שחי הוא מהראשונים. מה אתה חושב, הוא אומר לפני 1,000 שנה?
חדשים הקרוב
באו.
אבל
הוא לא... אני יודע, ואני... לזה התכוונתי כשאמרתי. אמרתי אחרונים. הוא מהאחרונים. הוא מגדולי האחרונים, אני לא אומר חס ושלום, הוא קטן גדול מאוד. אבל הוא מהאחרונים, בשאול, אתה... מה חשבת, בן ישחי אומר ראשונים? אני בטוח שלך. אתה יודע מי נקראים ראשונים? עד כמה קוראים ראשונים? מלפני השולחן ערוך. מלפני מרן, כל הגאונים שהיו מלפני מרן נקראים ראשונים. ממרן עד היום נקראים אחרונים. אתה מבין? מרן נחשב כמו ראשון. והכל, זה שולחן ערוך. זה ההלכה של עם ישראל, ספר ההלכות לעם ישראל. אבל מאחריו הלאה, אלה כולם אחרונים. כל אלה תז, שח, כל פרי חדש. זה אחרונים כולם, ולא ראשונים. אפילו שפרי חדש היה כוחו גדול מאוד מאוד, כמו ראשון, אבל עדיין נחשב מן האחרונים. נגמר, אחרי מרן קוראים להם אחרונים. היו גאונים אדירים, אני לא אומר שלא. מה היה פרי חדש? היה גאון עצום. נפטר בן 42. He lived only 42 years, but he was a גאון עצום. When he was 18, he was already a chief rabbi. Can you imagine Chief Rabbi Rishon Lezion? At the time that there were Geonim Gedolim, this Geon became Chief Rabbi, Peri Hadash. Behizkiyah de Silva, his name was. It's Fradi, but Geon Adiria. He died 42 years old, very young. But he was Ish et Olam Kulo. After all, Ashkenazim Mishtaga'im Imenu, Peri Hadash, Peri Hadash. Kol Ele Gedolei Olam Ayu. And he lo Omer Shilo. קודם היו אחרונים, אחרי השולחן ערוך. ואתה רוצה לומר לי, בן ישחי הוא ראשון, לא. ישחי הוא מהאחרונים. אבל אדם גדול מאוד, אני לא מזלזל, חסר. אני, הוא כתר לראשי. אני מהמעריצים הגדולים של בן ישחי. אבל בן ישחי אמר כך, הוא אמר להם, הוא שינה את המנהג, המנהג לא היה כך. הוא בעצמו אמר, שהוא שינה את המנהג שהיה בבגדד, שהיו מברכים קודם ואחר כך. הוא עשה את זה, שידיקו ואחר כך הברכה. זה לא כל כך קל, היה לו כוח גדול לעשות את זה.